dawn of civilization in the Americas, the spirit of human achievement has inspired feats of monumental proportions. Like the ancient temples they built, the Incas, Aztecs, and Mayas embodied strength, discipline, and vision. And out of the ruins of a storied past lives a spirit that continues today in the Pan American Games. Began 2 weeks ago when Wilma Rudolph kindled the Pan American torch, and from the start we've marveled at outstanding individual feats. Sylvia Pohl of Costa Rica swam her way to 8 medals, including 3 golds. Jackie Joyner Kersee, the world heptathlon record holder, focused her skills on the long jump, and she emerged from the pit having tied the world record. Carl Lewis made a dramatic run at the men's long jump record set by Bob Beamon at the 68 Olympics. He settled for a Pan Am record. Greg Louganis struck gold in both the platform and springboard events for the 3rd straight time in Pan Am competition. And today, gymnast Christy Phillips tries to match this excellence. She goes for the gold in the all-around competition. In boxing, world champion Kenneth Gould of the U.S. meets Cuban slugger Juan Lemus. He has the power to turn out the lights. And in baseball, the United States hopes to repeat last week's heroics. Once again, this scrappy young American team will battle the veteran Cubans. At stake today, the gold medal, a prize that has eluded the U.S. for over 20 years. Yes, for the last 3 weeks, Indianapolis has played host to over 5,000 athletes of the Americas. They have come from a record 38 countries and are here participating in 30 different sports. This is the largest international athletic competition of 1987, the Olympics of the Western Hemisphere. CBS Sports welcomes you once again to the 10th Pan American Games.